Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after. Thanks for hanging around with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. When you get there, don't forget to do some other things while you're there. Don't forget to check out some of the archives. Got over 3,000. That's right, folks. Over 3,000 different interviews with our Brain Trust members, our 400-plus Brain Trust members that we've collected over the years. Now we're probably, about our fifth or sixth year, I guess it is, of collecting archives. I know they go back to 99. I think that's maybe the earliest archives that we have. And also, those are just the interviews all by themselves. Of course, every day, in addition to the live show, you can also listen to a replay of the show for 24 hours, and the Friday show is up all weekend. So check that out at jbsba.com. And thank you to all of you who are listening on the radio. Beverly Williams is our guest. She's an old friend of ours, an original member of the Brain Trust, almost an original member of the show, probably only more original to the show than Beverly is me. And she's a great resource. She's the co-author of the book, The 30-Second Commute, which is an outstanding book. If you're a home-based business owner or want to be, you need to get this book. Beverly, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, and good morning.
Happy holidays.
I like being called an original.
You are an original. No question about that. Beverly, I'd like to spend a little time talking about holiday stress for home-based business owners, and which is not really much different from holiday stress for small business owners of all kinds.
Right.
But I'd like to start out, if you don't mind. Your wonderful husband, John, who's a great guy, has had his troubles with his heart situation, his blood pressure in the past.
Yeah.
And I know if it'll help other people, you wouldn't mind telling us that story a little bit.
Not at all, because John's symptoms were not the classic heart symptoms that so many people have or that you hear about, you know, the warning signs. We were in the midst of building our house, and as some of you know, we live on a lake and we have a boat, and we have a rather steep hill to go up and down to get to our boat. And regularly we would do that as a stress reliever from building the house and writing the book and all the other things we were doing at the time. And he started noticing that he was having a hard time catching his breath coming up the hill after being on the boat. And, you know, you first think about lungs, and we thought about all the chemicals that are around the house. And he went to the doctor, and they discovered that he had high blood pressure, which he had never had before. He'd always had fairly low blood pressure. And so they started doing some investigating and went through a stress test and EKGs and blood work and you name it. And none of it really showed for sure what was going on. They suspected maybe he had a blocked artery, but none of the tests were conclusive. So they sent him to a specialist in a major city nearby, Morgantown, to a cardiologist there. And it wasn't until they did the arteriogram, where they go into the artery, that they discovered that he had a 75% blockage in the artery that they call the widowmaker, and that he needed to have a stent put in. It wasn't staying open with angioplasty.
Hmm.
He ended up having a stent put in a year ago August, and
Do that without opening the chest, can't they?
That's correct.
They just go in through the vein, through the artery, don't they?
They go through the vein, the femur
in the leg.
In the leg.
Yeah.
And
that's amazing, isn't it?
It is absolutely amazing. It just astounds. I mean, they let him out of the hospital the next day. The only reason he had to stay overnight was because they put the stent in.
Right.
But they sent us home the next day, and we go back on a regular basis, and his blood pressure is fine. He can breathe. He can do all the things they
want. And he's a young man. I mean, he's a baby boomer.
He really is.
Yeah.
He's not that old, and he's never had heart problems before. He never had any chest pain. He never had any of the things that you think might be a problem. My mother had a blocked artery a number of years ago, and she had angina, you know, the pains in the chest upon exertion,
right,
and so forth. John had none of that. It was just simply the breathlessness. So,
folks,
check your blood pressure at home.
Was his blood pressure okay previously?
Yes, it was.
Okay, and now, if I remember, John had smoked at one time?
No, never.
He never smoked? Okay.
No.
Oh, you're the one. You're the one. I remember one of you, but he never smoked.
Or
abused alcohol or anything like that. There was that drug problem at one time, but that we won't talk about that, right? Stand by. Just teasing. I'm teasing, folks. Quick break, 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Beverly Williams, and we will be right back. Stay with us.
We'll be the spirit that knows its own mind. There'll be the hunter whose flesh is on bright. Blessing the traveler who journeys the length of the life.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Beverly Williams is our guest. She's the author of The 30-Second Commute, available wherever books are sold. And also, you can find out more about it from our website. We have it featured on our website under the books and resources that we recommend. And you can also find it at Beverly's website. Give it to us, Beverly, please.
www.beverlywilliams.com.
All right, check that out when you get a chance. Don't forget all the other things you can do on Beverly's site. It's a good one. Beverly, we're talking about the difficulty that your husband had a couple of years ago with and the symptoms that he had, the atypical symptoms that he had. It was just a matter of losing breath, and he might have just thought, well, you know what, I'm not as young as I used to be. I've been walking this hill a lot, you know, it's no big deal. But he was smart, and he also had a wife that would pester him to death and make him go to the doctor. That always helps to have that. But the thing is that even if you're, I'm going to say if you're over 40, and of course, folks, that's not a medical opinion. You know that. But if you're over 40 and you have any of these kind of symptoms, you need to go get it checked out, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I don't care what age you are. If you have anything that's different than what you normally have, don't think that it's age. Get to the doctor and check it out.
And it might not even, and even if your blood pressure is good.
Right.
You still need to get these things checked out. You know, absolutely. Beverly, I've inherited my father's excellent blood pressure and his rheumatoid arthritis.
Oh.
That means I'm going to live forever in constant pain.
Yeah.
But still, you know, even with good blood pressure, I still pay attention to these things. And I've had a couple of times when I didn't know exactly what was going on. I felt different.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and got it checked.
Mm-hmm. And if it turns out to be nothing, that's great. Celebrate,
yeah.
But know that you've put yourself at ease mind-wise, saying I'm okay. But it is always worth checking out. If
right.
John hadn't done that, I probably would have been a widow by now.
And look at the medicine that's available these days that can take care of high blood pressure, that can
uh-huh.
help people live a normal life. And so, folks, please be sure to check that out. Beverly, one of the things that Dr. Weir who was on the show previously this hour mentioned. Was that the holiday stress, the extra holiday stress, it creates additional anxiety, additional medical problems for folks, and that the incidence of heart attack and stroke goes up during the winter holidays.
Right.
And when I think about he's talking about people in general, not just people, not even people who necessarily make payroll on Friday or who have customers who go on vacations during the holidays and can't do business with you and things like that, like small business owners have. Think about what regular folks have, and then throw on top of that what home-based business owners and small business owners have, the extra stress during the holidays, and it's enough to give anybody a heart attack, isn't it?
Uh-huh. You better believe it. I mean, I'm sitting here at my desk with lots of work to do. Things that need to be done before the end of the year, and I have not decorated my house for Christmas yet.
What?
No.
I'm sending the Christmas police to see you today.
Well,
you will be ticketed.
Unless they would like to come and do my work for me or decorate my house for me. I mean, I really do feel like I need to be split into two people at this time of year.
You mean the Christmas elf hasn't cleaned your house or decorated your house?
Hasn't done that. hasn't helped at all. I haven't even seen them. They must be busy somewhere else. It's not getting done here, that's for sure.
But now here's the thing. Even though it's just you and John and you guys are going away for Christmas, nobody's really coming there for Christmas, you still feel stressed about that, don't you?
Oh, yeah, because I still want my house decorated for Christmas. It's not the holidays without it.
See, that's a stress that I really don't have a problem with.
Well, you know, I'll be nice today.
Nope, you don't have to be nice. That would be uncharacteristic of you, Beverly.
You've got a wife that could worry about
it. Exactly. But what I'm getting at, that's something that women worry about more than men do, I think.
Yes, I will agree with you on that one. The women do end up taking on that responsibility because most men don't. And if women don't, it doesn't get done. So
and women also stress out about the fact that we don't care. Not only they stress out about not getting it done, so ladies, you need to go get everything checked out more than we do, maybe.
I don't know why you and I always end up in this gender discussion.
Well, it's your fault. You always bring this up.
Of course.
I'm serious about this. I'm serious about this stressing out thing.
I do agree with you. It is more of a mostly female thing. I know some men who feel the same way, but they are few and far between. I will grant you that.
Well, they're on the queer eye for the straight guy, aren't they?
Maybe.
But anyway, here's the thing. Here's the thing, Beverly. We've got payroll to make on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some of us have employees. Even if we're home-based, we have employees. And we got to decide what to do if we're going to do something for them for the holidays. It's the end of the year. Seriously. Now, if you're in retail, your customers hopefully are coming in the door. But, you know, Beverly, if you're not in retail, the holidays are not good for your business.
Oh, tell me about it. Having spent 13 years in retail management, I got to the point where I absolutely dreaded the holiday season because it made or break the year.
Yeah.
But
if you're business to business though,
mm-hmm.
where people are starting to take off for hot, they're, you know, there's, mm-hmm. I mean, I know a lot of, I've had clients that just said, you know, in years past who said, I'm just taking off this month,
yep. Right.
You know, and how you do business with people who go away and it just adds extra stress.
Right.
10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Beverly Williams is our guest. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, way back up in the woods among the evergreens, there stood a log cabin made of earth and wood, where lived a country boy named Johnny B. Good, who never ever learned to read or write so well, but he...
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Beverly Williams is our guest. Her book is called The 30-Second Commute. She wrote it with Don Cooper, who's another great friend of ours. The Ultimate Guide to Starting and Operating a Home-Based Business. Folks, if you're a home-based business owner or want to be, you need this book in your library. You need this book on your desk. It will help you, I promise. I helped birth this baby, and so I'm glad to tell you about it. And you can find it wherever books are sold. You can find it on any of the online bookstores, and it's a paperback. It's a good deal. What is the price? $19.95?
No, I think it's $16.95 actually.
It is. It's $16.95 in the U.S. So folks, I encourage you to check that out, Beverly. Just to continue our discussion on the extra holiday stress, what are some things that we can do to get ready for to try to eliminate some of this holiday stress?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Every time somebody asks me that question, my quick response is be realistic in your expectations. And
I thought you were going to say skip the whole thing.
Well, you could do that too, and I know some people who do like
who would
or
do,
want to.
Who would skip? I don't know anybody like that.
I think the important thing really is to sit yourself down and say, you know, what's the reason for the season, regardless of which one of the holidays that you celebrate at this time of year, why are you celebrating it? What is the importance to you of celebrating that holiday? Is it being with family? Is it remembering the reason for the season? And then say, okay, what can I really do? What can I not do? What's on my to-do list that doesn't really need to be there? Where are my priorities? And how can I balance them out? Mm-hmm. It really, no matter what time of year it is, there's stress. There seems to be more at this time of year, and part of it is the commercialism of what goes on right now. You can't help but feel some of that. Now, the constant barrage of commercials and music and programs and things to do. If you have children, you have to stop and go to their holiday parties or their productions. You know, your church probably is having something. Your synagogue's having something. There's so many additional activities. You need to pick and choose. Your business still has to be your priority. Yes, it's frustrating. Like you said before the break, some people take off at this time of year and just deal with the holidays rather than deal with work. Those generally are going to be people who have a salary. They're not going to be people who are self-employed because you really can't afford to take a whole month or even 2 weeks off at the holidays generally unless you've planned for it all year. So how are you going to balance it out, and how are you going to handle the frustration of those people who aren't there when you need them to be so that you can get your work done?
Well, two things I'd like to recommend, and it's probably too late this year if you haven't already done it, but how about this? Take your annual budget of production, your annual revenue budget, and don't divide it into 12. Divide it into 11.
Mm-hmm.
And load up the other 11 months. Try to get your year made by the end of November. And then, I've done that before.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, I have had years where my year was made by December 1st. And I'll tell you what, it made the holidays a lot less stressful.
Well, you know, for people who are that well organized, that's wonderful.
I'm not that well organized. But that's a pretty easy one to do, really, if you think about it. If you just divided it by 11 instead of 12. Another thing to do, Beverly, is try to find a way to attend something, to get into the mode of the reason for the season, as you said, mm-hmm. early on. Maybe it's you doing something nice for somebody else
mm-hmm.
early on, but sort of salve your soul a little bit with some of the goodness rather than mm-hmm. the crowds and the obligation and all the other stress.
Right.
What do you think?
I absolutely agree with that. I think, too, that you need to celebrate the reason for the season, and that may mean inviting some of your clients to your home office. We've talked about that mm-hmm. in past years. A lot of people are curious about what home offices look like, and yours particularly may be of interest to them. So maybe you have an open house for your clients. I know a number of people who do that on a regular basis.
But you probably need to do that early, which this year means like today.
Yes. Well, next year plan it for, you know, the first weekend in December. And,
right.
Or whatever. But, yes, it does mean doing it early. And it, I guess the clue to all this is good planning in advance.
Absolutely.
And that will help make the holidays a whole lot less stressful.
Beverly, thank you for being here.
Well, thank you.
It's always a pleasure. Happy holidays to you and John and your whole family, and all the best.
Well, thank you very much, and the same to all your listeners.
Thanks. Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back real soon. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you in a little bit.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.